Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 119 for Wednesday, October 26th. I'm Jade Marcus. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were $1 to $4 per ton stronger in early activity on Wednesday. The November contract was up $1 at $508 a ton, following advances in the Chicago Board of Trade soy complex. Soy markets were underpinned by rain in the U.S. Midwest, which could cause harvest delays. Overnight gains in the Malaysian palm oil market and a stronger technical bias added to the advances. However, the market may be due for some profit-taking, which could cap the upside. Ideas that South American producers will seed another large soybean crop this year may also limit gains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were higher while wheat was mixed. Soybeans were up 6 to 9 cents on Wednesday with the November contract at $9.99 a bushel. Harvest delays propped up the market in early activity while ideas that demand is strong added to the advances. While this year's harvest is slower compared to last year's, it's still expected to be in line with the 5-year average. Strength in the U.S. dollar limited gains as a stronger greenback makes the country's commodities less appealing to international buyers. Ideas that South America's soybean crop will be big this year also limited advances. Corn prices were 1 to 4 cents per bushel higher in early activity, with the December contract at $3.53. Corn prices gained following strength in the nearby soybean market. Ideas that rain will slow harvest in key U.S. growing regions added to the upside. However, advances in the U.S. dollar and weaker crude oil prices capped gains. A stronger greenback cuts into buying interest, and corn exports are expected to be sluggish, while weaker crude prices reduce the likelihood that processors will blend above mandated amounts of the commodity into biofuel. For wheat, prices were 4 cents higher to 1 cent weaker with the Chicago December contract at $4.08 a bushel. Wheat was mixed with spillover strength from the soybean and corn markets. Investor short covering was also a feature. However, gains in the U.S. dollar limited the upside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, October 26th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.